This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. There was a fire at Oxbow's Elk Creek Mine Monday night. The fire was on the mine's surface and damaged multiple structures. Randy Barnes with the Gunnison County Sheriff's Office explains what happened.
We had two explosions at the Oxbow Mine that caught fire at a loading chute tower.
The fire, which is now out, also burned a conveyor belt connected to the tower. Oxbow's president, Mike Ludlow, explains how the fire started.
Apparently what happened is some hot coal ignited by spontaneous combustion in the silo dropped down on the conveyor belt and caused a fire on the conveyor belt.
Ludlow says over the past month, there have been multiple fires in the silo, but those were put out before they could cause major damage. KVNF's Laura Palmisano spoke to Mike Stearns, a Somerset resident who lives 50 feet away from the tower and conveyor belt that burned.
I actually work across the street in the wintertime as I spray the cars with antifreeze so the coal going back east doesn't freeze in the cars. And know the facility pretty well. The silo and the loadout across the street from us that belongs to Oxbow caught on fire, and it burnt basically the whole belt line all the way across. It come out of the silo first, and I believe then it crawled up and it went into the top, but where at the top of the loadout, that whole top end, it's completely burnt. And then the belt line that goes up into the top, it got so hot there that it melted and it has fallen probably about 60 to 70 foot.
Can you tell me how you were alerted to the fire?
We had a gentleman that runs around our community, name of Bobby. He's on the water board with me. And he woke everybody up, got us all out. We got fire hoses out to help with the fire department when they got here. It took them probably about 20, 25 minutes. Good response time, actually. Kudos to Pawnee Fire Department.
This is the part that's shut down, isn't it?
Yes, this is the mine that is shut down. They've been loading some coal out of here, getting this stuff out. You and I are looking at it, and we're kind of wondering why it's still up there.
It's a little twisted and a little warped.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of damage. I mean, that has leaned over almost to a 45. The braces that should be straight are at a very bad angle. This is all fallen down and is pinned. There's nothing holding it there except for the way the arm is pushing the belt line into the building here.
Were you concerned that maybe the smoke and the fire would spread to your house?
Yes, it's always a concern in coal community.
So you have these fire hoses. What were you and your neighbors doing out here to try and protect your properties?
We're wetting down the area, so the sparks, what we were seeing was sparks coming across from the top of the loadout. So we've got the hoses out. The other thing about the hoses, when the fire trucks get here, as they're putting the fire out, we've got to be able to refill them. And that's why we, in Somerset, we do have, I think it's about every block or every other block, we've got fire boxes with fire mains so that we can hook hoses in, and we can probably travel with the hose that we got in there 200 yards.
And that's to protect yourself in case something happens at the mine.
It's like the fire department. It took them 20 to 25 minutes to get here. We have no other source other than to be volunteers and fight fire ourselves.
And you live, what, 30 feet from the base of this?
40 we'll feet? Say 50.
Yeah, about 50? Yeah.
We'll say 50. Right across the highway from it. So, yeah, it is a concern. I've got a mother-in-law that's 86 that lives with us. We went ahead and got her up in the middle of the night so that we would be able to evacuate if we deemed that necessary.
And luckily you didn't have to.
No, we didn't have to.
That was KBNF's Laura Palmisano speaking to Mike Stearns of Somerset. He lives across the street from Oxbow's Elk Creek Mine, where a surface fire damaged multiple structures. Officials say no one was hurt by the fire. Pitkin County Republicans gathered at the Hotel Jerome in Aspen last Saturday to rally around a long list of local, state, and national candidates running for election this fall. There was a strong turnout, especially for a county better known for its left-leaning constituents. The main event was Congressman Cory Gardner, who's taking on Democratic incumbent Mark Udall. APR's Elise Thatcher was there and has this report.
As the hallway leading into the ballroom fills, dinner hasn't started yet, and longtime Republican Sabrina Stratford is enjoying a drink. It's her first political event in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Just moved up from Denver a couple of years ago. Of course, voted last year, but haven't really been plugged into the political scene. So now, getting more and more concerned about issues, I kind of want to start showing up.
Stratford lives in the Woody Creek area and says one motivator is fracking.
And I think that we can be responsible conservative Republicans and still take care of the planet. So I'm really interested to see how we approach that from a middle-of-the-road space.
Eddie Kessler of Aspen is frustrated with what he believes is a trend toward overregulation. Red tape is getting in the way of creating jobs.
And the middle class is suffering. Most of the people in this room are not suffering, but the middle class and the poor people are the ones who are really stuck between a rock and a hard place due to government policies.
As dinner begins, featured speakers repeat those worries about a hamstrung economy. But they're also nearly ecstatic about how many Republicans are in the room, a testament to how the Pickens County contingent has grown in the last few years. To the enthusiastic crowd, a range of GOP candidates make their case for donations. Right in the middle is Don Supas. He's running for the Colorado State Senate seat that includes Pickens County.
Senate District 5 is this state's best chance for a Republican majority in the state Senate. We are one seat shy from taking away the majority from the Democrats. One seat.
There are a few attacks on Democrats and their policies, mostly about the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Special guest and U.S. Senate candidate Cory Gardner goes last. Silver-haired and baby-faced, the 39-year-old is bursting with energy, largely about improving the economy.
But we have another task before us as Republicans. We must refuse to be the party of no, but instead be the party that is committed to getting government out of the way and letting America work.
Gardner has galvanized the party, showing a good shot at beating incumbent Democrat Mark Udall. It's had an effect nationally, with the race part of a larger GOP game plan to retake the U.S. Senate. After the official talk, someone brings up the elephant in the room. Senator Udall's TV advertisements have followed a Democratic blueprint, attacking Gardner for his views on abortion, rape, and other issues dubbed the War on Women. Republicans argue some of the ads are patently wrong. Tonight, Gardner clearly doesn't want to go there, instead choosing a side blow.
No one has suffered more in this economy than women around this state and country because of the lack of jobs and good opportunities. That's the War on Women.
Gardner also doesn't address his change of heart on personhood, which legally recognizes a fertilized egg as a person. That could severely restrict abortion and some forms of birth control. In an interview earlier Saturday, Gardner says he changed his stance after learning more about the issue. And with dessert finished, Lincoln Dinner attendees start trickling out. Lynette Marie Lacerda shakes her head about the War on Women. It feels, she says, like a manufactured issue, a distraction. She believes it's up to voters to dig deeper.
It's not enough to just vote anymore. We need to get involved. We need to do our homework. It doesn't matter whether they're Republican, Independent, or Democrat. Find their voting records and try to sift through and find the authenticity of the person that we're giving the responsibility to.
The November election is now just 3 months away. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.